Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need, boy. We about to give you more of what you need.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it on, 1, 2,
tell me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your
change, it's all the same thing, the same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place, and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot or relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your suggestions. 5, 6,
get a press out
the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now it feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and jazz. Don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat.
We'll see how this goes tonight, and that will actually determine if do. Although it keeps telling me that my connection is unstable, I don't know what that means, but I am going to just go with the flow. Anyway, so we're talking about what the media is talking about. We're talking about what's in the news, and that is traveling this holiday season. That's all over the news, traveling this holiday season. And this week actually kicks off the holiday season because it's actually Thanksgiving week. So, this is the holiday season. We're dead smack in the holiday season. I'm getting a text message. They can't see me live. They see the test, but they can't see me live. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that has everything to do with our streaming. Hopefully, this, you know, video will take me live when it's done taping. But anyway, we're talking about what the media is talking about this holiday season. We're talking about traveling during the pandemic. Thanksgiving this year is not Thanksgiving in the norm. You know, people with big families or families, period, are used to getting together and having dinner, traveling near and far to see loved ones for Thanksgiving. I remember when I was in grammar school as a kid, they used to always talk about going to grandma's house for Thanksgiving. You know, off to grandma's house we go. Thanksgiving in the middle of a pandemic, of course, is going to look a tad bit different this year. For a lot of people are not traveling to grandma's house because they want to keep grandma safe. So we're in the middle of a pandemic, and tonight's topic is, because I had to ask this question, even I asked it on my blog, are you traveling anyway? Are you traveling anyway? And some of the answers that I received were hilarious. I'm going to share them in a minute. So the CDC has recommended that Americans not travel this holiday season. And although this was a recommendation, over 4 million people, 4 million travelers took to the sky a couple of days ago. And you have 93.6 million people, I believe, that will be taking the holiday road trip. They're going to travel by car. And I think AAA said this was a 1.5% increase than it was last year. So I guess there's a catch-22 to this. We're in the middle of a pandemic. The CDC has recommended that people don't travel. Don't visit your loved ones. Keep your Thanksgiving gathering to those who are in your home. But there's a flip side of it, because there are some people thinking, well, I think I saw a woman they interviewed earlier this morning. She said, I have not seen my family in 13 months. I am certainly going to travel. I have to see my mother. I have to see my brothers. I have to see my sister. I have to see my siblings. So people are traveling against the CDC guidelines. So what does that mean? I guess it means that this is a chance that some people are willing to take. And for those who want to travel but cannot at this point, they are very unhappy about it. Case in point. And it's funny because one of my blog readers mentioned this today on my blog. Everyone knows that A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez is a couple, and I think they posted something on their private jet saying traveling home for Thanksgiving, you know, to see family, something like, what are your plans? Well, the fans shot back at them. The fans ripped them apart. They were like, a lot of us don't have private jets. We don't have that luxury of just flying flying home on a private jet, you know, seeing family. We can't isolate on a private jet. We have to travel by coach on a crowded airplane. So we don't have the luxury to do that. So because they're saying they don't have the luxury to do that, they basically ripped A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez for just, I don't know, throwing it in people's faces that they were traveling to see relatives on their private jet. So people were not happy about that because we have different dynamics going on today due to the pandemic. You have some people who are out of work, which means if you're out of work, you don't have the finances to travel. If you don't have the finances to travel, you barely have finances to make ends meet. And if that's the case, of course, traveling is difficult during this time. It's bad enough that you can't see loved ones, and they're saying that they're going to put, you know, elderly people at risk. But I think that the quarantine and being away from loved ones is the reason I believe people are traveling anyway. Some people are traveling anyway, which is why I asked the question, are you traveling anyway? Some people are willing to take the chance. As one of my blog readers stated, she says, as long as the airlines are properly cleaning and ventilating the air, people mask up, and passengers sanitize the area, I see nothing wrong with people traveling for the holiday. Listen, I get it because, you know, that's how I feel about, you know, traveling. I flew home a month ago when I drove my mom down to South Carolina, but I'll tell you a secret. I fly Delta Airlines. I don't care what the situation is, I fly Delta. And I like because Delta had every other seat occupied. That means there was no one between you. And there were some seats that were not even occupied at all. Everyone masked up, and I felt completely safe. But that was on Delta Airlines. And I flew because I had to fly. I wanted to get home. But as far as traveling for leisure, I don't think I would do that. Not at this time. Only because I think the flight was maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. I hated having a mask on for that long. And, you know, I could go to the Caribbean at any time because, you know, one of my sisters, she has a villa in the Caribbean, and she's constantly inviting me because she's back and forth. But it's something I don't want to do because I can't stand wearing a mask for more than 20 minutes, really, let alone 5 hours. As I said last week on the show, the mask is wreaking havoc on my skin. But aside from that, back to the topic, are you traveling this holiday season? Some people say yes. Some people say no. I guess it depends on what your circumstances are. If you miss your people, you miss loved ones, you are going to travel. You're going to be careful because you have the media all over airports interviewing people as they come off flights. Oh, what are you going to do? Do you feel unsafe? Do you feel like you're jeopardizing other people? And they're like, no, we're going to socially distance. We're going to be careful, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. I mean, come on. We have some people, a lot of people, who lost loved ones this year. A lot of people had family members who passed away. So their thing is, how do I know that tomorrow is even promised? None of us know that, in fact, if tomorrow is even promised. So therefore, they're thinking we have to live for today. And that's very true. We have to live for today and to be thankful for those who are in our lives today because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So if I had the opportunity to travel or if I felt I wanted to travel or I wanted to go, you know, visit my family that's near and dear to me, of course I would. I probably would because I wouldn't do anything any different than I'm doing now. And this is what I can't understand. And this is something that I was talking to some friends of mine today about. If the CDC is saying, you know, wear your mask, socially distance, what's the issue? Oh, those who are coming into your home can be asymptomatic. So what does that mean? They were exposed to someone who was asymptomatic? Suppose they haven't really been anywhere. And suppose they have been following all of the guidelines. That doesn't necessarily put them at risk. How come they're not telling people, well, build your immune system? As I said last week, I take thiacider. I take vitamin C. I take my daily doses of sea moss, and things that's going to build your immune system. Because at the end of the day, that's going to fight anything. And these are things that I was consuming before the pandemic, way before the pandemic. In fact, every year, I'm going to say every January, I used to get sick. I used to get a strep throat. One year I had gotten it so bad I couldn't swallow. And when I went to the emergency room, the doctor had to actually give me a shot in my rectum because he needed to clear my lungs. That's how backed up they were. And from that point on, I was like, all right, I have to do something because this getting sick every year is not working. And instantaneously, I started taking supplements that has, knock on wood, helped me. And I haven't been sick since. And as I said last week, my secret remedy is thiacider. Thiacider is what I take every morning. It's like a toddy. It's very strong, but it's also natural, and it's very good. And I'm down for anything that's about building your immune system. Because when you want to do something, you should do it. Because life is too short not to do it. Now, am I saying, okay, everyone, don't listen to the CDC. Go on and do your own thing. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that you have to do what's best for you. You have to do what is going to clear your conscience at night. This Thanksgiving, I'm not spending it with my mother. My mother is at her home this year in South Carolina, but I thank God that I could pick up the phone and I could call her. Now, if I wanted to go to South Carolina, of course, I could have gone, but no, I decided to stay at home because she'll be back soon anyway. So I figure I'm not spending Thanksgiving with her. God willing, I'll be spending Christmas with her. So that's an alternative. If it was something different, then I probably would have planned differently, but it is not. So I'm grateful to God that I am going to get the opportunity. And I say that we have to live based upon opportunities. If the opportunity allows you to be with people that you can be with and you can do it safely, you can do it carefully, you can do it responsibly, I say do it. Now, I'm not saying get together with 100 relatives. I'm not saying get together with 50 relatives. I'm saying to follow the guidelines. If you're hosting at your home, I think I heard no more than 10 people. And some people are like, well, who's the CDC to tell me who I should have in my home? But you got to think about it. We are in the middle of a global pandemic. So you want to do what's best for your health and for those around you. That's what you have to do. Because at the end of the day, it's about using common sense for the common good of everyone around you. That's what it's about. I had another reader say that she thinks that, in a way, this is a blessing. She said it's a blessing. She said airlines like United have implemented rapid tests in the airport. I didn't know that. She said prior to flight, they're doing tests. She said a lot of the airlines, their air filters are cleaning the air like never before. So you have airlines taking precautions because even they know that we're in the middle of a pandemic. Then I had another reader who said to me, it's time to disobey all orders. I don't agree with him on that. I don't think it's time to disobey all orders. I think that we need to do again what's best for us. I'm not saying disobey anybody. I'm not saying do not follow the CDC guidelines. I'm saying do what's best. Now, I'm sorry. I have to always talk about one of my girlfriends because, you know, I'm constantly talking to one girlfriend or another. And my girlfriend who's, I think her boyfriend, he lives in another state, and at first she didn't want him to travel here for the holiday. She had her reasons, I guess. But when I spoke to her the other day, that had changed, and he was actually going to travel here. And I said to her, so what was done to change your attitude of you wanting him to be here? She said, well, he really just wants to be with me. She said, and I can't begrudge him for that because I just want to see him too. She said, and at the end of the day, I love him, and I think that it's love that shall prevail. Isn't that sweet? I think that's so sweet that love will prevail. And not only that, she said he wanted to be here. So 24/7, you know, the news is saying, don't travel, don't travel, don't travel, don't travel. And I'm going to be honest with you. When they started saying that, I don't know, last week, a couple of weeks ago, earlier in the week, I actually thought people were not going to travel. I was shocked when it turned on the news, I think it was on Sunday or Friday, and they were like 5 million people or 5,000 people passed. I forgot what the number was. But they were like, people are traveling. People are ignoring the CDC guidelines, and they are traveling anyway. So people, at the end of the day, are doing what they feel is best. That's what they're doing. And when I was talking to one of my girlfriends, she was like, I wouldn't want my kid to be on a college campus and it's Thanksgiving. I want my kid to travel home. I wouldn't tell my kid not to come home because, like I said last week, a lot of colleges was telling students that they had to get tested before they were allowed off campus, and they had to test negatively in order to go home because they wanted to ensure they were not going to infect anyone in their household. So my girlfriend was like, if that was the case, I would just tell my kid to come home. He could quarantine here and do the next semester online. There's no way I would have my kid spend the holiday in the dorm room. So to each his own is what I say. But I say that you have to do what you feel is best. And some people, they just can't stay away from each other. They just can't stay away from one another. They want to have that fellowship, and that's fine. As long as you do it, I say, responsibly. Responsibly. It can be done. So listen, on this Thanksgiving Eve, I thank you for tuning in for the first time. I'm glad I kind of, you know, did this in my living room / dining room. So we are live. And it's something that I think we'll be doing going forward, especially in the new year. I finally kind of feel what my staff has been nudging at me for so long. So listen, I thank you for tuning in on this Thanksgiving Eve. Yeah, this is the start of the holiday season. But listen, I want you to be well. I want you to be great. Do great. Do great things. Have fun tomorrow. Spend it doing something great. If you're home alone, have a good meal. Make yourself a good meal. Or order a meal out. There's several restaurants that's offering delivery. You can even probably have dessert with it. There's so many specials being offered. So there's different things to do. It's all about the imagination and doing it responsibly. So listen, oh gosh, I want to wish all of my listeners, all of them, a very happy Thanksgiving. Tune in next week. We'll be following the latest news and topics. Until then, peace, be well, and have a happy Thanksgiving. Spend it with loved ones that you love. Bye.
You can reach me by rain. You can reach me by trainway. You can reach me on an airplane. You can reach me with your mind. You can reach me by caravan. Cross the desert like an airy man. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat. Climb a train, swing rope to rope. Take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast. Cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. There are hills and mountains between us, always something to get over. If I had the way, surely you would be closer. I need you closer.
You can't.